And so as your body acclimates to it, then it demands that in order to have that then releasing of resistance again, you have to keep upping the quantity of what you are inducing to the point that it is then eventually extremely detrimental to your physical apparatus. And so the best part about this experience is that it helped you to understand. We can hear your beeper, can you? The best part about having an experience like that is that it brings you to this awareness of what the possibilities are. In other words, what you experienced was a conscious awareness of the absence of resistance. And we are not pushing against that experience through drugs, because as you said, it gave you something that was real to know to reach for. Yeah. We just think that when you are able to achieve it because of your deliberately applied alignment with source, mm-hmm. that then and only then are you really in conscious control of your own experience.
Right.
Jerry talks about a friend who, a big dog pushed him over in the park one day and he fell back and he hit his head and he expressed all of the truths of the universe. And when he said, write this down. And when it was over, the people that were around him, he asked them what he had said and none of it had made any sense. But to him, in other words, he achieved vibrational alignment with that broader perspective. So the best of all worlds is to have the variety and contrast help you to identify what you want and then pay attention to your guidance and bring yourself into alignment with what that is. And then to stand in that new vantage point, which is also contrast that parlays you into a new place and into a new place and into a new place. You said something. You talked about it as it was a sort of controlled experience. You believe that it was a conscious experience. In other words, you were conscious. You felt it. It was real and it was. Yeah. But we want you to hear us and feel us when we say that when you have lived life and expanded into your vibrational escrow, and then you've deliberately come into alignment, and then you've lived life and you've expanded into your vibrational escrow, and then you've deliberately come into alignment with it, you can experience the ecstasy of all of that high vibration at the same time that you have conscious control, real conscious control of it. Right. And there is no better experience in all of life, physical or non-physical, than that. To be physically focused and in vibrational alignment with the energies as far as you have taken them. To tap in to the vibrational escrow that not only you, but others like you have been contributing for eons. To be the source that you are and still focused in this time-space reality. It just does not get any better than that. And feel the difference. Feel how you could get spacey on some drug and you could no longer feel your pain and you could maybe have a sense of clarity. But feel the difference between not only feeling no pain, but feeling the ecstasy and the joy of that which is really you. In other words, to have your hands on, to be source energy and to be tactile, to be visceral, to be physical, and to have that source pulsing through you. That's what you were describing through that drug-induced experience. And the vibration-induced experience is a thousandfold of that.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Come to our dimension where there is not time and we will chat on endlessly. It has been exhilarating to interact with you. It has been exhilarating to mine the details of your life experience and watch you in an even more conscious contribution to that which is the vibrational escrow, not only of you, but of all that is. It is satisfying for us to feel the movement that has taken place within you. This has been an extraordinary experience in that your vibrational escrows were already full with what you had put there. And while the contribution to the vibrational escrow continued during the time that we've been together, what really took place was a coming more into alignment with who you are. We can feel that you have a conscious understanding of who you are. We can feel that you are willing to make more of a conscious decision as you ask the question, inner being, what do you think about